This is my first interview from the Cattle Industry Convention and Trade Show, which is being held in Denver, Colorado this week. And with me in the first interview is our National Beef Ambassador for 2006, and that's Amanda Knowles. And Amanda, first of all, why don't you tell us where you're from?
I'm from Mitchell, South Dakota.
I think it would be interesting to go first through an explanation of just what the National Beef Ambassador Program is.
The National Beef Ambassador Program is sponsored by the Beef Checkoff and is put on by the American National Cattle Women's Association. And what the program focuses on is training spokesperson in the youth to be people to represent the beef industry.
So you were chosen. What's the process you had to go through to become the National Beef Ambassador?
Each ambassador has to go through their state competition, and that requires giving a 5 to 8 minute speech and also going through an interview process. We also had to speak to 8 groups before we came to the national contest, 5 being non-ag groups, so we could reach a lot of people. At the contest, national contest, we went through the same process, the speech and then the interview, and then the scores were tallied up, and that's how they got the winner.
When was this announced? How long have you been the National Beef Ambassador?
The contest was in Austin, Texas this November, but we didn't officially start our term until this January.
Yeah, I know you're here with several other people. Describe the group, and then what is it that you will be doing throughout the year?
Well, the group is pretty widespread geographically. We have Wyoming, Minnesota, South Dakota, but we also have a New Mexico and a California girl. And we all come from different beef backgrounds, but we all have that one thing in common. And we really get along well, and we're really going to try hard to represent the beef industry very well this year. Some of our trips, we just got back from Hershey, Pennsylvania to work the Pennsylvania Farm Show in a veal booth. And then obviously we're here at the trade show. And a couple weeks we'll be in California for a beef expo, and then we'll be going to Boston Marathon, Reno, Nevada, Washington, D.C. And so a lot of fun places we'll be going to this year.
What kind of reaction do you get from people when you're at these events? What are the things they ask you, and what do you get to tell them?
Well, one example, at the farm show, we had to represent the veal industry, and that's something that we weren't very familiar with coming from the regions that we come from, but our advisor, Carol Abrahamson, had a study up on the veal industry so we could be well-rehearsed on the issues, and some people thought it was controversial, didn't really like the idea of veal being a meat product, and we had to stay well-composed and just talk about our issues and tell them our side of the story, and so that kind of stuff gets thrown our way sometimes.
Who sponsors the National Beef Ambassador Program?
The Beef Checkoff dollars do, and so essentially the producers are funding for us to travel across the nation and promote their product.
Out of all the events that take place throughout the year, do you go to all of them, or do different members of the team pick and choose who's available to go to different meetings?
We try to work with our schedules the best that we can. As the winner, I want to be able to go to every single trip possible. I just want the full experience. But a couple of our members couldn't be here due to schedule and other stuff going on. But I think we're all going to try to make it to as many trips as possible.
I know you've only been to a couple of events so far. How would you describe the experience for you, and what do you think this will do for you personally?
This is going to be one of the best experiences of my life. I wouldn't trade this year for anything. The networking skills, being able to meet people that could potentially offer jobs and internships later on down the road, and the opportunity to represent the beef industry, because I have 100 head of limousine cattle on my own ranch in South Dakota, and so to be able to represent myself, my community, my state, and then ultimately my nation in the beef industry is just a great experience.
If a cattleman wanted to know how what you're doing benefits his industry, what would you say to him?
I'd say to him, through the Beef Checkoff dollars, we're able to do this traveling and do the promotion. And it really, we focus on consumer awareness and working with the public. And so we're generally just advertising their product, making it more well-known, and putting a good spin off to it as we're kids promoting their industry.
Thank you very much, Amanda Knowles, who is the 2006 National Beef Ambassador. And from the Cattle Industry Convention, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.